There is no need to panic. There is no need to fear anything. But we should not be careless as well. Because as I said, our deen teaches us to use the resources. So we must keep our eyes on what the experts are saying, what the doctors are saying, what the medical advice is. Because our deen teaches us to use the resources. And our deen also teaches us that we should not become a means of inconvenience for ourselves nor for other people. If our, as a result of our carelessness we become sick, we will cause inconvenience to ourselves. If as a result of our carelessness other people become sick, we will be causing harm to other people. During such moments, what each and every Muslim, what each and every individual needs to do, Muslim or non-Muslim, is to turn to the Creator. Each and every Muslim and non-Muslim need to think for a moment that it is the Creator who controls everything. There are so many non-Muslims in the world who believe in Allah, who believe in the Creator. Muslims, non-Muslims, both need to think for a moment that Allah controls everything. So any good or any bad that happens in this world, it is only through the will of Allah. Without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing can happen in the universe. So if coronavirus is moving around in our country, in our city, in the world we live in, that means it is with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given it permission? Is it because we are doing something that Allah is unhappy with? That is what each and every believer of Allah, each and every believer of God need to question today. And every person should think that, how does my Creator want me to behave? My Creator dislikes oppression. So each and every human should stop oppression. Injustice, Allah dislikes injustice. Lying, cheating, Allah dislikes. Swearing, abusing, Allah dislikes. Not fulfilling the rights of others, Allah dislikes. And thereafter, the worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to carry out, the do's and the don'ts. So what we all need to do is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by repenting and by saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I have repented from every sinful activity, every evil I have repented from. I have forsaken every evil. And oh Allah, I make a firm resolution that I will remain away from evil because I have shunned evil from today. Every evil, whatever evil it may be. So tawbah is the first thing we need to do. And thereafter, what we need to do is to remain firm on that tawbah. Remaining firm on tawbah is called taqwa. Taqwa is to abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to plead to Him. We need to beseech Him. And we need to pray to Him and ask Him for His help. Because without His help, nothing can happen in the universe. And number four, we need to give in charity. We need to help the poor. We need to help the destitute. We need to help those in poverty. We need to clothe those who have no clothes. We need to help the orphans. We need to help the widows. We need to help the elderly. We need to spend in good causes on a daily basis. During these moments, especially on a daily basis, 50 pence daily, then accumulate and do something. 50 pence on a daily basis, 10 pence on a daily basis, according to your income, 1 pound on a daily basis, 5 pounds on a daily basis, according to your means. Because sadaqah, dua, taqwa, tawbah, all these things open the doors to escape from adversities, from afflictions, from illnesses. These things prevent afflictions from coming towards us. Number five, salat. We should be very, very punctual with our salat, the 5 times salat daily. We need to perform 5 times salat daily, regularly with jamaat. We should also increase our salat. The quality of salat and the quantity of salat. We should try to perform our salat with its adab, with its mustahabbat, with its sunan. Slowly, take your time, perform salat. And quantity also. Start to perform sunnah muakkada, start to perform sunnah ghair muakkada, start to perform nafal, tahajjud, ishraq, salatul duha, awabin. And we need to exercise sabr. Sabr. We should not panic. Sabr demands that we don't fear anything. Sabr demands that we don't panic. We remain firm and we have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number 7, we should hold fast to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was thrown in the fire, he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is enough for us. Wa ni'mal wakil, and he is a very good guardian. He just said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, and the fire became a garden for him. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But behind this zikr was tawbah. Behind this zikr was taqwa. Behind this zikr was salat. Behind this zikr was sabr. Behind this zikr was dua. So the first 6 things make the zikr very strong. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he found himself in the stomach of the fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَنُّونَ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَادِبًا فَذَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. He called out in darknesses. The commentators of the Quran says that one darkness was the darkness of the stomach of the fish. The second darkness was the darkness of the ocean. And the third darkness was the darkness of the night. In 3 darknesses, 3 veils, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam called us. He remembered me. What did he say? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. And behind this zikr was taqwa. Behind this zikr was tawbah. Behind this zikr was dua. Behind this zikr was sabr. Behind this zikr was salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fastajabna lahu wa najjaynahu minal gham. When Yunus called out to us, we responded. And we saved him from the calamity that he was in. The calamity that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was in, there is no resource in this world that could have saved him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. If Yunus did not remember me, he would have remained in the stomach of the fish until the day of Qiyamah. So there are a few things we need to do. Number one, the first and foremost, follow these 7 points. First, the tawbah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man lazim al istighfar. The person who holds fast to tawbah and istighfar. Ja'alallahu min kulli dhikim makhraja. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create an exit for him to leave from the problem that he is in. Wa min kulli hammin faraja. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove his sorrow and Allah will grant him respite and happiness. وَرَزَّقَهُ مِنْ حَيْسُ لَا يَهْتَسِبُ. And Allah will provide for him whatever he needs from avenues which he did not even expect, from avenues that he did not even think about. There is no medicine for coronavirus, there is no safety, there is this, that. Allah will provide. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said this. Tawbah. And thereafter, those people who remain steadfast on tawbah and abstain from sinful activities, Allah promises, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Same promise. And for sadaqah, بَاكِرُ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. Hasten in giving sadaqah. فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّاهَا. Because calamities cannot cross sadaqah. And if the calamity has already befallen him, then sadaqah will remove that calamity. Da'u mardakum bis sadaqah. Treat your sick with sadaqah. That means if this illness has already come, then give sadaqah. The sadaqah will remove the difficulty. The dua has the same effect. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Ad-du'a'u yanfa'u mimma nazala wa mimma lam yanzil. Dua removes those difficulties that have already come, and dua will prevent those difficulties that have yet to come. And sabr, inna allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is with those people who do sabr. And salat, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. O you who believe, acquire the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sabr and through salah. And finally, dhikrullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in hadith of Qudsi, wa ana ma'ahu idha dhakarani. I am with my servant, I support him, I help him when he remembers me. These 7 points have been substantiated through the Quran and the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a prescription for safety from all affliction, not only coronavirus. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires something good for you through a particular affliction, then despite your practicing these 7 points, the affliction will come, it will remain with you, but your heart will remain content. You will not panic. You will not fear. You will remain happy with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. And this is for the whole life. Number two, during these times that we are going through, one of the points is dua. So there are certain duas that we should read very regularly, even now and later on as well. One is Bismillahi alladhi la yadhurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis samaa wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Read this dua 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no harm will reach such a person. Another dua, dua-i Anas. Bismillahi ala nafsi wa deeni. Bismillahi ala ma atani rabbi azza wa jal. Bismillahi ala ahli wa mali. Allahu akbaru Allahu rabbi. Allahu akbaru Allahu rabbi. La ushriku bihi shay'a. Ajirni min kulli shaytanir rajim. Wa min kulli jabbarin anid. إن ولي الله الذي نزل الكتاب وهو يتولى الصالحين فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Whoever recites this once in the morning, once in the evening, and preferably 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from sudden calamities. And with these two dua, there is another dua. Whenever you hear that somebody has been afflicted with coronavirus or anything else, accident, sickness, illness, court case, anything that your heart dislikes, that I would not want to be in that position, then at that time you should recite this dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi afani mimma btalahu bihi. وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ تَفْضِيلًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whenever a person hears of someone's affliction and he reads this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from that type of affliction. Other than that, when making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal junoon wal judam wal barase wa sayyil asqam. Oh Allah, I seek your refuge from mental disability, from insanity. Oh Allah, I seek your refuge from leprosy. And oh Allah, I seek your refuge from all bad illnesses. So, wasayyil askam, this last word covers all the illnesses, including coronavirus. And another nabwi dua, a'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in your complete words from the evil of everything that you have created. And third dua, اللهم احفظني من بين يدي ومن خلفي وعن يميني وعن شمالي ومن فوقي واعوذ بعظمتك ان اقتال من تحتي. Oh Allah, save me from my right, from my left, from my front, from behind, from the top and from the bottom. Another dua, اللهم اني اسالك العفو والعافيه في الدنيا والاخره. Oh Allah, grant me, I seek from you forgiveness and I seek from you afiyat, safety in dunya and akhirat. Finally, follow the medical advices of the experts. Inshallah, if we do this, Allah will become happy with us. Allah will remain happy with us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the difficulty that we are in. And if as a result of his hikmah, the illness does reach us, then inshallah we will remain content. We will have a peace of mind. We will not experience anxiety or depression. We will remain happy with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a result of these things that we will do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate our sins. And if, worst scenario, if we die whilst carrying out all these things, if we die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us martyrdom and shahada. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that if there is a plague in a city or in a country, a plague, this is not a plague, but plague. So if there is a plague in a particular place, then those people who are outside that place should not go in the place. See, this is the use the resource. This is medical, this is what medical advice you would get here as well. So if there is a plague in a city, then those outside the city should not enter the city, and those in the city should not leave the city. This is the Islamic teaching. Because those who are in the city, if they leave the city, they will take the plague with them into other areas. And another reason why they should not leave is that who will look after the sick in that city? Who will bury the dead in that city? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those people who find themselves in a city where there is plague, and the person will remain in that city with this faith, that only that will happen what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. And I am staying here because that is what will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Then whether he lives or whether he dies, Allah will raise him as a martyr on the day of Qiyamah. If he dies in that plague, he will die as a martyr. And if he lives, Allah will grant him the falahu ajru shaheed. So if we take our steps correctly according to what Allah and our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, then inshallah Allah will save us from calamities. And if for our good Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to send that calamity, we will remain satisfied, we will have the peace of mind, contentment of heart. And if we were to die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us shahada inshallah. So there is no need to panic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to follow these advices.